Shout out to Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you one year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, May the 26th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a very, very important topic for you today. You guys, please pray for me today. I need your prayers. I can get through this message without getting all emotional. I'm going to give it a shot. The intro song, I was using some different songs by my son, and I got flagged by YouTube for other venues by using it. Because of a copyright infringement, and my son did tell me that the beats was not original beats. So I don't know if you guys know about the music thing, man. It's crazy because you know you can use somebody else's beats, but then it's just like writing and being an author. So I have to stop using those songs because those songs are not original beats. And so we're going back to the song. You know, my wife was telling me, hey, play some different besides that. You know, I rise with the song. We need some new music. So until my son give me some new original beats, his own beats, then We got to go with what we got. But today, brothers and sisters, again, you guys pray for me today, because I'm going to try to do today's show without getting emotional. And I don't like getting emotional, because then it kind of, you know, messes up the message. Today, I want to talk about the subject that is the most dear to dearest subject to my heart. When I started this, I had an acronym that I used to use, not an acronym, but a logo or a phrase. And I used to say, I wanted to replace error with truth. I don't know of any human being, and this is, I'm not trying to say this because I want somebody's sympathy. Please don't email me or call me after today's show and ask me, Brother Will, you okay? Don't send me no encouraging emails. All that does is it just enables my bad behavior. See, I feed off of playing the victim role. I made a living off of taking advantage or manipulating other people's emotions by parlaying to their sympathy. See, I'm good at that. The metaphysics of ignorance and the biology of stupid, the depth of my stupidity and my ignorance baffles the imagination. I'm a pretty small guy, but I must be 100% crystal clear and honest with you today. As God is my witness, I'm going to try to do this without being emotional. I've been praying since this was downloaded into my spirit last night. It woke me up. I stayed up all night. I was immensely overwhelmed with disgust and disdain for myself. This message today has nothing to do with nobody that I know that's alive, that's freaking dead, or that's yet to be born. So please do not take this message personally. This message has nothing to do with no one. This is my life, my message. And I'm the only one that can tell this message. What I'm about to share with you, brothers and sisters, I don't know, because I seen flickers of it in other people. And it scares me, because I'm seeing people, especially in relationships, where men primarily, like myself, are not understanding themselves, therefore they don't have the ability to understand others. You cannot, brothers and sisters, operate or vibrate and live your life the way that I lived my life if you are a conscious being. It is not humanly possible to treat another human being the way who you claim you love, or even if you don't love. It is not spiritually or biologically or intellectually. And this is what really that led me to my suicidal state back on January the 1st of 2009, because I had this same epiphany. And that allowed me to grow. And now it's time to go to another level. And I have this same epiphany. And that epiphany is, dude, the level of your ignorance impacts the people around you in such a powerful way that you are destroying other people's spirit. You can mess with their life, but the Bible says it's better to tie a noose around your neck and throw your ass in the sea and drown yourself, kill yourself, basically, than to harm one of God's people. Today's message I'm doing with a heavy heart, not because of anything that, you know, that there is nothing major. Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. Nothing good happened. Nothing. That's what's so interesting, is just like, I just woke up and I'm like, I had this thought in my head like, dude, you are ignorant. I'm like, you must have lost your mind. I'm freaking Master Teacher 33. No, you freaking stupid. Obviously, you're confused. Look at the metaphysics of ignorance. And look at the biological effects of stupidity. And I looked at it. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of the biological aspects. You guys can, you know, you can do that on your own. But what I need you to understand is what, why the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I've done many shows on this, so this is just for the Bible thumpers out there. So there's a scriptural reference, but we're gonna get, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. But I need you to understand what I'm saying today, because see, the Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. See, God sends people into my life, and I don't listen. I don't listen. My grandmother used to tell me this when I was a kid, boy. You don't listen. You got a hard head. I never knew what she said. I just kept doing what I was doing. Like, oh, that's just an old lady talking. And now I understand what my grandmother was trying to say to me. And now I'm praying that this message hopefully reaches somebody, because it didn't reach me. I didn't get it. The arrogance of power. The magnitude of my ignorance. To walk around in my brain, the world and the everything is about me. I lived my life with this air of expectancy that, and I know how I got it. You guys know the story, you know my childhood. And so, you know, growing up and not, but that's not an excuse. Hell, I'm damn near 60 years old. But I understand how I got it. And everybody get this state of expectancy, this mama's boy spirit, this ideal that because life threw you a couple of curveballs, that now everybody got to bow down to you, and everybody got to kiss your ring finger, everybody got to wipe your butt, everybody got to walk around on freaking eggshells around you because you had a bad day. To go through life expecting people to treat you the way you ain't treating them. The psychological effects of the Willie Lynch syndrome. That's me. Now, Willie, it talks about the role reversal. And I remember when I did the show back in 2012, and I was talking about Willie Lynch, and it says how the black man and the black woman are going to reverse roles. And it said it would last for 300 years. And when Willie Lynch wrote that letter on the Chesapeake Bank in Virginia, wherever the hell is that, if you add 300 years from the date that he wrote the letter, the date was 2012. So now the psychological, the chain of the psychological effects of slavery, because I had all 13 of them, 13. I went to Timothy, and it talks about that the men would be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of evil, lovers of this, body, and that. And I had all of those attributes. But this wasn't anything new. The thing I want to touch on today is the absence or the inability to actually be authentic with oneself. See, the metaphysics of ignorance is profound, because the magnitude by which one suffers from ignorance, because ignorance and stupidity are brothers. They are actually the same thing. See, in order to remain ignorant of how one's decisions impacts the people around them, and how it drives people basically crazy, and how it destroys people because of your lack of consideration about how your actions affect other people. And it blows my imagination, because when you are ignorant, you have no idea. You really honestly, and see, this is the danger of especially women. I know this because of my first wife, my second wife, and the damage that I've caused, and I can see when I look my wife in the eyes, I see the pain and the hurt that I've caused because of stupidity and ignorance. But what is the root of this stupidity? And what is the root? What is the foundation of stupidity? See, if we look at this word ignorance and this word stupidity, Both of these words are very profound words, and they both contain the problem and the solution. Now, remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Out of the tongue come words. So anytime you want to find out the cure, look at the curse, because the curse and the cure are the same. Problems are solutions in disguise. So by looking at the definition of the word stupidity, let's talk about the depths, first of all, of my stupidity. Now, again, this message is not targeted. I didn't forget. I'm not taking something from somebody's one-on-one. I'm not, you know, talking about no family member. I'm talking about my own life. The word stupidity, it comes from the word stupid. And the word stupid is a mental state. So let's first of all, let's establish it. Stupidity is a mental state. It means the equivalence. Now, remember, to be like God, you should have the equivalence of God. Now, one thing about God that I know, that he ain't stupid. So if you are stupid, that tells me that you are not oscillating and you are not vibrating. You don't have those three words that we talked about in order for you to be like God. Number one, sound mind. Number two, love. Number three, power. See, stupid people like me, when I was stupid and I'm trying to come out of my stupidity, I'm almost there. I'm working on it. Stupidity, brothers, stupidity, sisters, is magic. It is a magical sigil. It is a part of the Ouroboros. It's part of the Caduceus. It's part of infinity. See, stupid is this absence of sound-mindedness. So everything that those five words in the Greek that make up the one English word, sound mind, yeah, you don't have that. Stupid is the absence of charity, which is love. And charity is clarity. So stupid people are not clear people. Stupid people don't have vision. Stupid people have too many minds. Stupid people like me, they want to go to Baskin Robbins, because you know Baskin Robbins, they are known for 31 flavors. Stupid people will order all 31 flavors. They'll eat all 31 flavors and they'll be sick as a dog. They'll go to the doctor or go home, and then they'll want their significant other to nurture them back to health when they cause their own calamity. Why? Stupid people, we want everything. Stupid people think we deserve everything. In fact, we get angry. I get angry. I get upset if somebody don't cower to my behavior. I can bring my wife on it right now. She'll tell you. I come up with an idea and my wife don't like it. I'm freaking an emotional wreck. See, stupidity is a mental disposition of stupid. Now, the word stupidity means lack of intelligence. Now, I talked about Brother Roman. I brought him on here because, you know, Brother Roman is a guy who's going to be able to break down what I call emotional intelligence, because Brother Roman is working through emotional intelligence as we speak. But stupid people, the word stupid has at its base, it's a lack of feeling or a lack of emotion. And it's interesting that people who lack emotion are the people that are the most emotional. Now, I've told you, I prided myself on, again, my arrested development disorder. That is the main kiss of stupidity. Let me make sure that I break down the biology of stupid. See, the biology of stupid, in order for you to be stupid, there's a biological process that takes place. Now, modern psychology, they call it the arrested development disorder. Now, it's interesting because this arrested development disorder, it is a disorder. That means it takes order and it messes it up. So arrested development disorder, again, from a psychological perspective, it is the stoppage of the development of the psyche. So if you got arrested development disorder, the Bible says that stubbornness is a stupor, a stub. It means short. Stub means stubby. It means short. Stub born. That means that you were short born. That means that your development was stopped prematurely. It's like, you know, like a premature baby. See, arrestment. See, the psychological development. Now, you can sit around and you can talk about it, you could blame this, that, and other, but that's just a bunch of psycho mumbo jumbo. At the end of the day, People who have arrested development disorder also have ADHD. These two go hand in hand. I can always tell somebody who's stupid because, again, they don't have no energy. They're lazy. The Bible calls them sluggards. The Bible says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider the ant. See, a sluggard dreams dreams, but his ass ain't got nothing. He ain't going to get up and do nothing. See, I can come up with a lot of ideas and a lot of schemes, and I'm one of the most creative, one of the most productive men that I know. I can publish a book in the freaking day. I do two shows a day. I remember back in the day, I had three jobs. Man, you know, hey, I've hid my ignorance, the depth of my ignorance, very well. Because even though I'm very productive, if I wasn't as ignorant and if I wasn't as stupid as I am, I would be a multimillionaire already. See, stupid has to be measured against potential. Because people look at me and say, well, Brother Will, you could do it hard on yourself. This is when I do these shows like this, people, this is what I get. Brother Will, man, you know, why are you beating yourself up, dog? You're one of the greatest men I know. Yeah, I'm good. Trust me, I know that. But that is the kiss of death. Satisfaction is the father of stupidity. The moment I rest on my loins, the moment I get happy with the status of my relationship, that's when it starts to decay because I stop addressing it. I stop putting energy into it. The moment that I get happy and satisfied with my job, that's the moment I start losing money. The moment I get happy and satisfied with my health, that's the moment that dis-ease. Satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Satisfaction is the father of stupidity. But the biological aspect by which and how stupidity enters into your brain, into your life, comes from your stoppage of development through a traumatic event. Now, everybody's definition of traumatic is different. So let me make sure, stupid is actually a mental disorder. It's what is called a mental impairment. Let's put it that way. It means lack of intelligence. That means that you're mentally impaired. That means that your developmental health is lacking. Stupid. Now, you encounter stupid people every day. We all do. We all encounter stupidity. You can go to a fast food restaurant and you will encounter stupidity. I encountered it every day. I remember we went to a fast food restaurant and there was a guy that did not even make eye contact. He stuck his hand out the window with my soft drink and I looked at my wife. She looked at me and we was like, and he just held it there. He did not say, sir, here's your drink. He just stood there. The whole time, this dude was the craziest thing. It was stupid. That's the only thing I can say. See, stupid recognizes stupid. So I know that somewhere in this dude's lifetime, he was stub born. He was stupor. Now, if we go back to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says that my people are destroyed by a lack of knowledge, stupidity. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject them as being my priest. And so we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So this word, again, stupidity, comes from the word stupid. The word stupid means lack of emotion. Your emotions, you don't have them. So what happened to your emotions? See, I don't really have a lot of emotional responses because my emotions are not here. So what happened to my emotions? Well, stupid comes from the word stupor, S-T-U-P-O-R, stupor. It means that you are in a stupor. Stupid people are in a stupor. That means the word stupor means that you are in a suspended state of delusion. Now, it usually is caused by narcotics or drugs. I have to laugh at myself because otherwise, y'all be reading about me on the news. Now remember, I'm a master teacher 33, first of all. That means that my brain works totally different than everybody else. If I would just take advice and listen, I would pay for everybody's round trip fare to the Bahamas or to the Jamaica. We would all go somewhere and have a company meeting. I would not be in this position. Now, what position am I in? Everybody look at me and say, Brother Will, you're in a good position, brother. I'm the father of five biological kids. I'm the father of two stepchildren. And if that was an emergency today, I am not in a position to be of assistance to my children. Now, the Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Well, my daughter has a grandbaby who has a birthday coming up. I got to scrape pennies together to go, and then also to have an impact or to bring a gift to my grandbaby. My son has, his wife is expecting their third grandbaby. Can I, if I die today, can I leave an inheritance for my children's children? That is the standard, brother. That is the standard. I am ashamed to call myself a man because I'm not living up to the freaking standard. And I don't want to be coddled. I don't want to be pacified. And I don't want to be enabled. I want you to tell me, Brother Will, step your shit up, bro. I want you to require excellence of me in my one-on-ones, in my coaching. Everything that I do should be done with the understanding that there is a standard that is based upon the word of God that requires us to do everything decent and in order. We all have fallen into this culture of lackadaisical where now ignorance is accepted and stupid is promoted. Look at the president of the United States. How the hell did that dude get in office? Can someone please explain to me? Stupidity is running the office. Now, I don't even know the dude. I have no disrespect to the dude. But the actions and the behavior, look at his wife. Look at her face. She don't look like a happy woman. They said you can tell a man by looking at his wife. The magnitude of my ignorance. I can't talk about Donald Trump. I can't talk about nobody else. Let me talk about myself. The magnitude of my own ignorance, the metaphysics of my ignorance, that word stupid, underneath it has the word stupor. It means that you are stunned. It means that you are numb. See, what happened to me is that, especially with the whole Sister Shields thing, it's like I was astonished. The word stupor has underneath this word astonishment. Now, as a little kid, I watched my mom get beat, and the word astonishment means an overpowering wonder and amazement. I was amazed because I was astonished that an adult were letting another adult punch them in the mouth and the other adult didn't punch them back. Then I was really amazed. Now, the word again, stupid, stupor, astonishment. I was really, now again, this is the biology of stupid. This is the metaphysics of stupid. This is why you make bad choices and bad decisions. It's because you're still in amazement. It means that you're stunned. It means that you're numb. You're not engaged, Brother Will. And how and why am I not engaged? Because the word astonishment comes from the word paralysis. So the word astonishment means amazement. It means extreme cause of amazement that causes a paralysis. It disconnects you from your spirit. Now, let me be crystal clear. Now, again, today's message is not about no individual. This is my life. This is my story. Again, please don't feel sorry for me. Please don't call me. Please don't email me. Please don't tell me, Brother Will, you've been. All that shit does is it enables me to continue to be more stupid and more ignorant. I need you to actually require more of me, not less. Stupidity is empowered by this lackadaisical thing where everybody gets a prize. Now you go to school, they don't have award ceremonies. Everybody get a damn certificate. I don't want no certificate if I didn't do nothing. The person who comes in first should get a certificate that says first. Go to school, not what they're doing in elementary school. Elementary school, what they're teaching is they're manufacturing stupidity and ignorance, where the guy who does nothing gets the same rewards as the guy who comes in early, he stays late, he puts in all his weight, and he gets the same certificate as the kid that don't do nothing? I don't think so. That's not how the real world works. What you are doing is now you are empowering stupidity. See, the magnitude of my ignorance, it pales in comparison. Y'all don't really understand, but I do. I could bring my first wife on here. I know she could break it down for you. I could bring my current wife on here. She could break it down for you. You say, Brother Will, well, come on, brother, man. You're just hard on yourself, bro. You know, you're having a bad day. You know, you bump your head this morning, bro. And, you know, it'll be all right, you know. Eat a donut, everything will be all right. You see, brothers and sisters, the reason why today's show is so important, is so serious, is because you can live your life and you can go through life and you could, oh, man, you are disrespecting people on a level and you have no clue. And when the bricks fall on you, and they will, when the revelation of how you live your life, when it finally, when the safety net, see, somebody right now has a safety net, and it's probably a woman. See, mothers, y'all doing your sons, y'all doing us men a disservice when y'all don't let us hit rock bottom. I don't give a flying beep how much you love little Johnny or how much you love him, how great he is. Let his ass hit rock bottom. Because until a man hits rock bottom, he always is enabled or empowered to continue stupidity, to continue to be ignorant. Now, it works both ways. I've seen ignorant women, and I've seen stupid women just like with men. But for some reason or another, it makes its home primarily among African-American men. Now, I understand why, brothers, that we suffer from the metaphysics or the magnitude of ignorance and the depth of stupidity. Trust me. This is why I'm doing the show. So the biology of stupid and the metaphysics of ignorance is because of Willie Lynch. Now, maybe you never heard of the dude. Irrelevant. But what he says is true. Black women now, the black man is strong in body, but weak in mind. And the black woman is weak in body, but strong in mind. So what has happened is a role reversal. So brothers, I want to lead the charge of let's reversing the role back. What does that mean? That means that men, we need to be men. Well, let me rephrase that. Brother Will, you need to be a man. See, I'm not a man yet. I'm still in training. I've come close couple of times, and every time I came really close, yeah, you know, I was like, oh man, this is hard work. So I went back to being a boy. See, I'm a mama's boy. I can spot another mama's boy on another planet. See, mama's boys, we used to mama doing everything. See, a mama's boy, they come into an environment with this air of expectancy. A mama's boy expect you to be their mama. A mama's boy is not looking for a wife, he's looking for a mama. So when I married my wife, I wasn't looking for a wife. I was looking for a mama because I lost my mama. But it's time for my black ass to grow up. Now, this message, again, is not for anybody. This is my own message that God told me. Now, I'm just talking to myself, and I just invited you guys along to listen. I cannot expect my wife to do what I should do for my freaking self. It is a shame. It's a freaking travesty. And I said I wasn't going to get emotional. But I don't know how the hell. If I could leave me, I would. And this is no disrespect to me, my wife, my ex-wife, nobody. This is the truth, man. And the freaking truth hurt. But the truth will set you free. And if you're a man, and you call yourself a man, and you still leeching off women, you're not a man, bruh. It is time for men to freaking be men. And the way that we get that, brothers and sisters, is first we got to find our true, authentic self. See, somewhere along the line, you lost yourself. Somebody told you you wasn't valuable. somebody told you you wasn't worthy. Somebody told you that you didn't deserve it. Somebody told you that you didn't matter. Somebody didn't care for you the way you should have been cared for. Somebody didn't understand you the way that you should have been understood. Somebody didn't respect you the way that you should have been respected. Somebody didn't validate you the way you should have been validated. Somebody didn't support. Somebody didn't cherish. Somebody didn't adore. Somebody didn't make you feel special. Somebody didn't accept you, man. Somebody didn't confirm you. Somebody didn't validate your feelings and your right. You have a right to feel the way that you feel. You have every right. Nobody acknowledged your rights. Nobody acknowledged your wishes. Nobody supported your dreams. Nobody came along and accepted you. Nobody appreciated you. Nobody admired you. Nobody encouraged you. And now, you don't acknowledge anybody. You don't encourage anybody. You don't support anybody. You don't accept anybody. You don't trust anybody. You don't care of anybody. You don't listen without judging people instead of freaking offering damn solution every time, instead of everybody expecting everybody to be in your Kool-Aid. You don't know how to be in nobody else's Kool-Aid. The world doesn't evolve around you. The world evolves around them. But nobody supported you, so now you don't know how to support anybody else. We don't know how to care. We don't know how to understand. That is ignorance. That is stupidity. Stupidity is living your life doing the things that destroy instead of the things that build. Stupidity is living your life with numbness to reality. Stupidity is living your life with extreme amazement. And this amazement comes from a paralysis. So the word stupid at the base means that you are emotionally impaired. You do not have the ability to move. It is a state of helplessness. It is a state of self-sabotage. It is the inability to act. See, I used to ask myself a lot, man, like, I'm not a lazy dude. I know what I want, but why can't I act? Why can't I take action? Para and the word analysis or paralysis. Paralysis of analysis. At the base of stupidity, you're paralyzed. At the base of stupidity is the word palsy, P-A-L-S-Y. Palsy or paralysis or paralyzed, all of these are the root words of this one word, stupid. That's the biology of stupidity. Your muscles can't move. That's what the Bible says. And I have it in a book that I wrote 20 years ago. Slack, slowful, sluggard. It's in Proverbs 10, Proverbs 12, and Proverbs 14. You will always find stupid people have those three attributes. They're slack, they're slowful, and they're sluggard. That's the outward manifestation of an inward mental paralysis or palsy. It is the paralysis of analysis. See, the word palsy comes from the word paralysis, or it gives us the word paralysis. So palsy means your muscles can't move. So cerebral palsy, specifically, it is a disease that causes paralysis that we call stupidity. So stupid people, it means a partial muscle paralysis. It means that their muscles, they want. Now, the Bible says, the Bible calls it slack. The Bible says, if you are slack, you will have lack. The Bible says, if you are slowful, you will be put to forced labor. The Bible says, if you are a sluggard, you dream dreams, but you have nothing. So slack means that it is the inability to exert effort. This inability to exert effort comes from a arrested development disorder. Now, again, the arrested development, that's not your fault. Now, when I was a kid, when certain things happened to me that caused this mental impairment, it stopped my normal mental process because things were happening that didn't make reasonable and logical sense. We got food, but we can't eat it. We got a bed, but we got to walk around at night and got to stay up and we can't sleep. So things did not make reasonable and logical sense. And so my development, my emotions became numb. They became paralyzed. And so this inability, again, understand that it's not your fault, but now what do we do next, brother? What do we do next? Because being stupid is one thing, but remaining stupid is another. So how do we overcome this paralysis of analysis? How do we overcome the palsy? How do we overcome this paralysis, this impairment of making sound decisions for actually having charity, which gives me clarity to do one thing, and actually walking in dunamis power so that way I can be effective. But so this is the solution to stupidity. Once you understand that you are a priest instead of a peasant, that you are an eagle instead of a chicken, that you are a lion instead of a gazelle, that you have a spirit instead of walking in the flesh. Let me give you the solution. What's the difference between a priest and a peasant? What's the difference between an eagle and a chicken? What's the difference between a lion and a gazelle? What's the difference between the spirit and the flesh? The lion, the eagle, the priest, the spirit, they hunt. The gazelle, the chicken, the peasant, the flesh, they run. Now, let me tell you the difference between stupid people and intelligent people, or people who get stuff done. A gazelle only runs when the lion shows up. Let me say that again. Gazelles, when they are not being chased by lions or predators, they don't run. Lions, eagles, priest, spirit, these are all predators. Gazelles, chickens, peasants, flesh, these are all prey. Now, back in the day, I was really against prayer. I'm not really against prayer now because I understand I've evolved a little bit. But pray, E-Y, and pray, P-R-A-Y, both makes you, oh man, how can I put this delicately, food. That's why I don't pray to God, I pray as God. I pray as a predator. See, the gazelle don't do nothing until the lion shows up. The chicken doesn't do nothing until the eagle shows up and try to eat him. The peasant does do nothing until the priest. Notice that the Bible says, consider the ant, who has no priest, who has no overseer, who has no supervisor. Look at you on your job. You don't do nothing unless your supervisor is there. What does that mean? Gazelle mentality. Chicken mentality. Peasant mentality. Stupid mentality. See, stupid people, they don't do what the ants do. The ants, they gather stuff in the summer because they know the winter is coming. They take care of themselves. They don't need outside stimulation. See, the difference, brothers and sisters, between ignorance, stupid, and people who are intelligent and knowledgeable, ignorance and stupidity looks outside for help. They need outside motivation. All my life, I've been needing outside stimulation. If I didn't got no outside stimulation, I ain't doing shizness. On the other side of the coin, people who have intelligence, people who have knowledge, they look on the inside for inspiration, not on the outside. See, a gazelle runs when the lion shows up. When the lion leaves, he stops. Go back to chilling. But see, the lion always hunts because the lion, the ego, the priest, the spirit is about growth, not existing. The gazelle, they just want to exist. Chickens, they want to exist. Peasants, they want to exist. The flesh, it wants to exist. But the lion, the ego, the priest, the spirit, it wants to grow. It wants to live. In order to do that, you need sustenance. Every day, you got to get out. You got to hunt. Because if you don't hunt, you don't eat. A lion are always on the prowl. Lions hunt. Are you hunting, brother? Are you running? Are you being stimulated? Or are you self-motivated? That's the difference between people who have intelligence, people who have knowledge, people who have ignorance, people who have stupidity. See, stupidity says, I'm not going to do nothing until I got to do something. Well, that's not very wise. Why don't you consider the ant who neither has an overseer or Lord, yet he goes about and gathers his stuff, prepares for the winter, because he knows it's coming. So that's this one word, stupid. I skipped a bunch of steps for the sake of time. What about ignorance? The word ignorance is easy. Ignorant people means that they ignore advice. I was talking to my wife this morning, and she was just telling me, yeah, you know, you just really don't listen. No, I tried to help you out, bro. You know, I'll tell you this, I'll tell you that, and you just don't really listen. What is the magnitude, though, of ignorance? See, the magnitude of ignorance, the bigness of it. The word ignorance has the word ignore in it. See, ignorance is people just they don't pay attention. It's interesting how when we talk to people or when you talk to yourself, that there is a failure of what I call conscientious connections. See, ignorant people ignore themselves. But ignorant people are egocentric people. They ignore their intuition, but they pay attention to their flesh. That's the bottom line of ignorance. See, ignorant people suffer from obtuseness. Now, it's one thing to be ignorant, but it's a whole other thing to remain ignorant, as I talked about before. So whether you are, and everybody got a little bit of ignorance, everybody got a little bit of stupidity. So we need to be, and we need to understand that ignorance is obtuseness. Now, the word obtuse simply means you ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. You're a couple sandwiches short of a full picnic. The word obtuse means not sharp. It means not pointed. It means not blunt. The word obtuse is the opposite of the word diligence. Let me say that again. This is the metaphysics of ignorance. The only way you can be ignorant is if you are obtuse. If you ignore. The word obtuse, it means, again, not quick or alert to your feelings, your intellect. It's there, but you just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to get to it when I get to it. Obtuse. It means dull. It's ob and tuse. See, the metaphysics of ignorance, it means that it is the total opposite of being diligent. And it's interesting because 20 years ago, when I was doing the same thing that I'm doing now, God gave me the solution to my problem. And I implemented it, got a new job, repaired my, you know, my first marriage, became a father, started being a better father. Things was going great. Then 7 more demons, worse than the ones that just left. See, when you clean your house out, see, it's great to have these rhema knowledge moments, these epiphany moments. But what I failed to realize and why I teach the claironomics and why I'm doing what I'm doing, because, see, nobody told me this that I'm getting ready to tell you right now. I thought that if you're standing in line, this is what I thought. This is what I thought life, this is how I thought life works. This is how I thought. Now, it was ignorant. It was stupid. It was arrogant. You know that God hates 7 things in the book of Proverbs 16, talks about those 7 things that God hates. Yeah, I got all 7 of them. Had all 7 of them. This is what I thought. I thought that when you get out of line in life, if you're going along and you get out of line, you at the movies. You're in line at the movies. Then you remember, oh, man, I left my wallet in my car. Now, the line at the movies is around the building because it's a blockbuster, man. The movie just came out. You know, Ghost and the Goblins 1000 or whatever. So you're in the line at the movies. You jump out of line. You run to your car. You get your wallet, and you come back. Can you get back in line where you got out? See, that's what I thought. I thought that every time I got out of line, I just get back in where I started off. No. See, the way the universe works, anytime you're in line, let's say the 4 eras of wealth, you're working on the wealth, you join the claironomics program, man, you're doing great, you're doing this, blah, blah, blah. Are you hanging out with Jim Bob? Are you doing something wealth-oriented? And you say, oh, man, you know what? I'm going to take a break. You get out of line. Guess what? You got to start all over back from the beginning. Let's say you got a healthy reason. If you don't believe me, go to the gym, work out, lose 30 pounds, and then stop everything that you've been doing. Go back to eating the way that you was eating before. Go back to watching cartoons. Whatever you was doing before you lost those 30 pounds, go back to doing those 30 pounds. I mean, those 30 pounds, what you was doing. And then come back and try to work out at the same intensity level that you were at when you stopped. Please try it. I did. Damn near passed out. So you got to work your way back up. See, anytime you get out of line, you can't get back in line where you left. You got to go back to the beginning. You got to start all over again. So I would encourage, I wish somebody had told me this. When, brother, don't start it. Then once you start it, if you get in line, stay in line. Because every time you get out of line, I got in line and I got out of line 68 times. 68 jobs. 8, bro. And I stopped counting. And then I'm wondering why, That's called stupid. That's called ignorant. That's why I'm doing the show. See, I didn't read about it in a book, brother. You're looking at probably one of the most stupidest men. Stupid is not even a word, but it's a word today. One of the most ignorant. Now, I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm developing, but I got to acknowledge the depth of my stupidity and the magnitude of my ignorance. Because if I don't, 7 more demons worse than the ones that just left, them suckers coming right back. And what's interesting about stupidity is that when you are stupid and when you do something and you make a stupid decision, you are in it. Now you got a problem. Because people tell me all the time, hey, remember the old folks say, hey, bro, you make your bed, lie in it. Now, remember the definition of what we're talking about, ignorance. Now, we broke down stupid already. With ignorance, remember, it's at the base, it means obtuse. It means blunt. It means dull. It means blunted. It means dull. It means, again, to strike out. And so when we talk about this word ignorance, it means that you are ignoring something. But the thing that I like about the word ignorance is that people don't tell you what you're ignoring. See, I always thought that the word ignorance meant that you had a lack of knowledge, a lack of information, a lack of learning. So I went to seminars, I read books, I studied, and I was still ignorant. So I studied more. And I still was ignorant. So I studied more. So I thought ignorance means, because again, the definition says lack of knowledge. So I kept studying and kept studying and kept studying. And my ignorance just grew worse and worse and worse. I was ignorant. I was a runt that was ignored. But I didn't understand that I was an ignorant or ignorant. So ignorant and stupid is, like I said, they're brothers. But people said, hey, get more knowledge. So I did. I kept researching. I kept learning. I kept studying. But my ignorance didn't go away. I was ignorant. Now look at the definition of the word. If you go to dictionary.com and you look at the definition of the word ignorance, you're going to find the word ignorant. And you look at the definition of the word ignorant, you're going to go down there and you're going to see words like it means not known, it means unacquainted, it means mistake, it means misunderstood, it means take no notice, it means pay no attention. So it means opposite. So it means in, it means to go in, and then norant, which means known or to know. So ignorant means you don't know. Okay, great. I'm getting somewhere now. So I'm out just reading books and stuff, trying to get knowledge. That's not what ignorance is, brother. That's not what ignorance is, sister. Ignorance is that something's there that you don't know. Ignorance means, the word know means perception, perceive. It means understanding. It means comprehension. It means clearly, the ability to clearly comprehend. It means cognitive. Oh, so I got a cognitive dissonance, cognitive disconnect. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So the word know comes from the word gnosis. Now, okay, now we're really on to something, because the Bible says my people perish for a lack of gnosis. And this word gnosis, again, means know. It means known. It means comprehend. It means perception. It means discernment, my brother. It means discernment, my sister. It means W-I-T. It means wit. It means to know. It means nosetesum. That's why I've been saying it for 20 years. You cannot be ignorant if you know yourself. Let me say that again. Ignorance means the more ignorant you are, the lack of self-knowledge you have. That is why the magnitude of my ignorance was profound. That's why I do Dear reports. To study, to show yourself approved. To know yourself. The word, again, means he shall know. It means to be known. It means to be known, to make yourself known. So that means you should ignore your flesh, and you got to get to know your spirit. That's ignorance. Ignorance, you show me an ignorant person, you show me somebody who's like me, I will show you somebody who don't know themselves. Now, what do I mean? Let me be crystal clear as we close. Brothers and sisters, now, this is really, really, really important. This is probably one of the most important statements that you're going to hear. And I've been saying it a lot in the recent, especially the last 2 weeks. Go back and listen to the shows that I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, because I've been dancing around this subject because it's been bothering me because of the magnitude of my ignorance. Now, I've come a long way because of the depth of my stupidity. So the depth of my stupidity established the magnitude of my ignorance. So my ignorance is huge. So I had to ask the Father, why am I so ignorant? He says, you don't have a clue who the hell you are. So let me make sure you understand, man, because you don't know who you are, brother. You don't know who you are, sister. That is why you don't know who other people, and you can treat. There is no way on earth you could treat another human being like that unless you don't know who they are. It is not humanly possible to disrespect people and then walk around and have the audacity to expect them not to disrespect you. And when it shows up, you're looking dumbfounded. Ignorance, brothers and sisters, the magnitude of ignorance pales because of the lack of knowledge of self. Well, Brother Will, that's selfish. This is how they got me, man. I went to church and they said to deny yourself. So I said, okay, I'm going to study other people. I'm going to study religion. I'm going to study God. I'm going to study things outside of myself. And so I said, that, hey, because everybody said, deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Follow Christ. So that's what, you know, me, hey, I take everything to the extreme. So I said, forget about my wealth. Forget about my health. Forget about my wisdom. Forget about my relationships, and let's just focus on, you know, God. So I started speaking Christianese. I was like everybody else. Go to church, man, and see what you see. Go to church and just look around at what you see. And it's not about the church. It's the absence of the knowledge of, one, your intuition. Two, your enthusiasm. Three, your inspiration. The level of your ignorance is the degree that you have ignored your spirit. That is the thing that animates the body. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people as we close. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. The word Ruach and the word Pneuma, that's why at the end of my show, I say this all the time, because see, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. That's why I'm doing today's show. Because I ask the Father, Father, I'm great, Father. I thank you so much for what you have done for me. I appreciate where I'm at. However, Father, when I compare myself to the standard, I compare myself to the standard. And when I compare myself to the standard, Father, I'm lacking. Now, when I compare myself to other men, I look damn good. But when I compare, the Bible says that a man commits adultery, lacks understanding. The Bible says that a man, again, that doesn't leave an inheritance for his children, he's not a good man. The Bible says, Father, to train up your child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he should not depart. The Bible says, fathers, provoke not your children unto wrath. So now, if I don't know the standard, I wrote a book, it's 400 pages, called The Standard. So I can't say I don't know the standard because I wrote a book, because God, I asked him and he showed it. And do you know ignorance is knowing the truth but not applying it? See, I can't stand before God and say I don't know. Because God is going to say, hey, I put something in you called the Ruach and the Pneuma. See, this is called, again, dictionary.com, the principle of conscious life. This is the vital. Now, the King James says it is the animating principle of the body. Show me a lazy man. Show me a confused man. Show me a Willie Lynch man. Go to my Facebook and look at a picture of me. What you looking at? You're looking at a man who is not, who did not and does not walk in the Spirit. Because if you walk in the Spirit, according to the Bible, which cannot return void, if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because see, if you don't know the Spirit, if you don't know the Ruach, and if you don't know the Pneuma, and if you don't have the new mind, if you don't put on the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. That's why I got a book called Being God. So I'm learning, and as I'm learning, I'm seeing how I'm growing. And as I look back down from where I come, I was like, damn, that's a deep hole. Was I that stupid? Was I that ignorant? And God is saying, yeah, bro, you was that stupid. And so now I'm looking back and I'm like, I did that, man. I didn't read about that in a book. I did that. And so my heart is heavy because of the magnitude of the ignorance from whence I've come. So you won't see my black ass nowhere talking about how great I am and telling nobody to kiss my ring finger. You won't find me walking on no stage strutting like T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar. You won't see me walking around thinking I'm God's gift to the planet because of the depth from which I've come. the depth of my stupidity and the magnitude of my ignorance. Because if I forget seven more, worse from the one that I just got rid of coming back. Ignorance, the metaphysics of ignorance, brothers and sisters, the understanding of ignorance, meaning that you are ignoring your spirit. Ignorant means that, now let me be crystal clear about the spirit, because everybody thinks this is some freaking mystical dude or dudette out in the sky. The spirit is the animating principle of the body. You can't take action without your spirit, not spiritual actions anyway. You can do some cray-cray shit, but you can't do nothing productive. So you mean to tell me that you walking around and you make statements like, people that are pessimists, I know that those people, they're not connected with the spirit. You cannot be a pessimist and walk in the spirit. Notice the word pessimism. Has the word pest in it. Now, let me make sure you understand now. What is an optimist? Where I get the word optimism, I got my life optimization chart because I want you to be an eternal optimist. That's me. Every day I wake up, again, the glass is half full. It's never, ever, ever half empty because I am an eternal optimist because I have to be an eternal optimist because if I'm a pessimist, then I go back into the hole from whence I've come. So optimist and optimism, again, is a person who has a doctrine, a belief system. Now, this doctrine or this belief system is one that makes them optimum. So now remember, ignorance is the opposite of this. Ignorance is the opposite of an optimistic or optimism. So if you are not optimist, that means that you are skeptical or you are a pessimist. Now, a pest, I missed. Look at the word. Turn it around. It is missed, I pest. In the midst of a pest. So if you are a pessimist, that means that something is in your midst. Now, I know what that something is. He's called Lucifer. Now, there's a thought in your head. For you to be a pessimist, that's a thought. That's a pest in your head. A pessimist is in the midst of a pest. That pest is that demon. Now, a pessimist is somebody who anticipates the worst. A cynic, sin-ic. Pessimist has a spirit of expectation of the worst. Whatever the worst thing that can happen, a pessimist says, oh, man, that's coming. So they get ready for it. A pessimist is always preparing for the worst-case scenario. An optimist is always preparing for the best-case scenario. So, I choose optimist, please. Because, see, a pessimist says that the spirit can't do what it says. The spirit says, I'm going to animate your body to do powerful and to do awesome things. And the pessimism says, now notice the pessimist is a pest in your midst. That pest in your midst is called a ruling disposition that says, pss. Notice it's a P-E-S-S-A. He said piss. He's that pissing on your dreams, basically. It's a pest. And he gets your attention by doing this. Pss. Hey, come on, dog. You know you ain't got no money. Hey, pss. You know she don't like you. Pss. Hey, come on, man. You know you can't figure that out. How you going to do that? It's always, I call it mind chatter. This negative mind chatter is just chirping in the back of your brain. Those are fiery darts that are sent. That is the foundation of every ignorant person I know. I ain't met, now when I was ignorant, let me rephrase that, when I was more ignorant than I am now, I'm working through it. That's why I say for y'all, pray for me. When I was more ignorant than I was now, I was always listening to that little voice in the back of my head that says, Negro, you ain't shiznit. You ain't going to be shiznit. You ain't going to have shiznit. So, just give it up. So I said, yeah, you know what? That's right. What am I thinking about? I set this goal for myself that I want to do this and I want to do that. So, brothers and sisters, the way that you overcome ignorance is simply stop ignoring, number one, your intuition. Now, right now, you're listening to your head. Stop doing that. Now, your head is good. Listen to your heart. Take your head with you, but listen to your heart. Number one, how do you overcome ignorance? How do you get out of being ignorant? How do you stop being ignorant? How do you stop walking around again with this air that says that I'm not going to listen to nobody? I'm an authority. You know, hey, I don't need no help. Me, myself, and I bump y'all. How do you stop doing it? Number one, listen to your intuition. Listen to your heart. Because it's going to tell you in the counsel of many, there's wisdom. That's what the Bible says. So you can be the long ranger if you want to. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's what it says in Ephesians. Not Ephesians, not Ecclesiastics. So again, in the counsel of many, wisdom is found in the counsel of many elders. So again, stop being the long ranger. Realize that, okay, your intuition, your heart. Number one, follow your heart, not your head. Follow your heart, not your head. Now, take your head with you. Take the reason and logic with you, but follow love and compassion. Why? Love is charity. Charity is clarity. Clarity says, one, your head going to say, hey, I can make more money doing this. Your heart going to say, but you love doing that. But your head going to have reason and logic. Your head going to say, hey, let's go do this. But your heart going to have one. Let's do one thing. But your head going to say, hey, my name is Legion, for we are many. But your heart going to say, my name is God, and I am one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. There's only one thing that you can do, brother. One. So all this other stuff needs to, you got to stop. That is the only way, again, to get out of being ignorant, because your head is going to lead you out into a bunch of stuff. Intuition says one. Two, enthusiasm. The way you get over your ignorance, the way you stop ignoring, is to tune into your spirit. It's going to tell you that one. Your heart going to say that one. That one going to give you enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is in theos, God, because God is love. Now, in order to choose the one, you got to have love. Now, that's a problem, because right now you probably chose the one and you ain't in love. You know, the ability to choose love, you got to be in love. You know, the word in love means a mental disposition. That means frequency. That means that you cannot be in the frequency of love, in the frequency of hate, and then choose the frequency of love. You have to be the frequency match of the thing in order to vibrate on the level of the thing. In other words, you have to be the frequency match of the thing in order to vibrate the thing, in order to attract the thing, the law of attraction. Let me say that again. So you hate your job, but you want to find the love of your life. Not going to happen. Why? You hate your job. You're going to attract the person that you hate. Why? Hate's in your heart. You are drawing what you are vibrating. You cannot find the person you love until you are in a position of doing the thing that you love. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. You cannot. You will not. Now, you think she is the bomb. Hook up with them. That's why God gave man work before woman. Go to Genesis. God took Adam. He didn't ask him. He took him. He put him in the garden. He says, work it and till it. He saw that Adam was doing it. He said, hey, it's not good for man to be alone. Then, after Adam found his damn job, he found his purpose. He was oscillating and vibrating, because woman, if you get with a man who don't know his purpose, he's going to spend all of his time trying to find his purpose. He's going to neglect you, your house, your children, and everything that comes with it. Qualified to be in a relationship. I didn't read that in no book. Comes from real life experience. That is why my heart is heavy, because I see the mistakes of being ignorant and the depths of my stupidity. Men, you cannot choose a woman before you've established your work. If you do, you just kiss the baby goodbye. That's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means in theos, it means God in it. God is love, so that means love is in it. So you mean to tell me you hate your job, but you go to your job and you're going to find the woman of your dreams? That's not going to happen. Now, you think it's going to happen, but it's not. Now, God can repair it, he can fix it up and all this stuff, but I'm telling you again, optimum. We want to optimize your life. Last but not least, and let's close with this. inspiration. This is how you overcome the metaphysics of fear and the biology of being stupid. This is how you lessen the magnitude of your ignorance and you decrease the depth of your stupidity. Make sure that the thing that you do, make sure that the food and the exercise program you have, make sure that the books and the knowledge and the wisdom that you're seeking, make sure that the relationships that you are in all fire you. If you are doing anything that doesn't inspirit you, remember, ignorance is not walking in the spirit. Spirit is inspiration. So nothing inspires you. I've had many people tell me that. Nothing inspires me, Brother Will. You are in trouble. Inspiration, enthusiasm, intuition. That is the only way you can override the magnitude of your ignorance and the depth of your stupidity. Brother Will, now remember, I'm talking to me. I just invited you guys to listen. This show has nothing to do with no man, woman, child, dog, cat, rat, or nothing. Nobody. This is my message. I just invited you guys along to listen. And in order for me to be authentic and for me to be real and to have wealth, health, wisdom, and a toe-curling relationship is, number one, I got to walk in the spirit. I got to be in tune. I got to live by my heart. I got to have intuition. That intuition is going to say, hey, because you understand that the heart is going to lead you to the things that, again, you love, because the heart is attached to the DNA, and the DNA knows what you're designed by God to be, you and have. And so it's going to take you in that direction. That is intuition. God paid for it. The tuition. It is the price for you to be in. The word intuition, turn it around, tuition in. So you got to pay tuition to get in. Didn't everybody have to pay tuition to join the Clarinomics Temple Building Program? You got to pay tuition. Now, remember the word intuition, when we looked it up, it means that God paid your tuition. He paid the price for you to join the club. So the word intuition means somebody paid the price for you to come in. Come in where? Come into enthusiasm. Well, what is enthusiasm? Enthusiasm is theos, God in us. So God paid the price for him to dwell in your heart so that way you can live an inspired life. It don't get no better than that. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you are living an inspired, that you are living an enthusiastic, and that you are living an inspirational or an intuitional life. That is how you overcome the magnitude of ignorance and the depth of your stupidity. Well, I didn't do too bad today, man. I broke down, about two times, I think. So I got through it. Man, I love you guys. I appreciate you. God bless you, man. It's my prayer that something was said today that's going to benefit you and your loved ones. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, and always, my brothers,
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and principles. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and dism to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.